So tonight, we are going to light all of the candles. I'm going to do four, and later on in the service, we will do the Christ candle of our Advent wreath. The first candle is a candle of hope. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we have professed. We profess, for he who promised is faithful. The second candle is the candle of peace. In John 16:33, we see, I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Candle of peace. The third candle is the candle of joy. Habakkuk 3:17 through 18 says, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the field produces no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. And the fourth candle is the candle of love. 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. And in John 3:16, we see, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Candle of love. Which is a good segue, since we're going to talk a little bit about love. So in the verses I read there, which is very familiar to everybody, is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Years ago, at a different church, we had a sermon on Earth Day, and the person who was speaking that day used the verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, as that God loved the people, God loved the earth, he loved the mountains, he loved the dirt, he loved the animals, he loved everything. Well, it's taken me a while, but I'm going to correct that misinterpretation. The Greek word for world is cosmos, which for the Greeks specifically means the world of people. It doesn't mean the earth. It doesn't mean the animals. It does. God so loved the people. God wants a relationship with you, so much so that he sent his only begotten Son. He didn't want us to perish. He wanted us to have everlasting life, period. That's it. It has nothing to do with the earth, because as we know, the earth is going to be gone, right? We just studied that in Luke. This earth is going to be gone. And a new earth will arrive. Amen? Excellent. So we got that covered. Over the course of the last few weeks, actually, probably the last month, I came across something on the internet. I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. Let me do some research on that. And maybe some of you have seen it. But the year was 1964. I was a year and a half. Some of you weren't born. Sorry, Gordy. and it was around Christmas time, right? And something new came on the television screen. It was on NBC, and it was an animated TV show, something that had never been done before. The show was, does anyone know? What? No, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay, so back in the day, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and those shows, All those shows were sponsored by one company. They didn't have it like now where every commercial break you have like four different things that television is doing, what they're trying to sell you. It was just one company. And GE was that company, and GE would push its products. And that's what they did the TV show for. But Rudolph was a huge success. So much so that CBS wanted to get into this market. So in April of 1965, CBS went to Charles Schulz's agent and said, "Do you have anything?" Well, previously, Charles Schulz's agent got turned down for a documentary that he did on Charles Schulz. CBS said, "No, we don't want to do that." But they came back to him and said, "We need something for Christmas. Do you have an animated Christmas show?" And he said, as all good agents do, "Yes, we have one." And he goes, "Great, we need that." So then he went to Charles Schulz and he said, "Hey, guess what? CBS wants to do a Christmas show and on Charlie Brown." He goes, "Huh, and this is in April. And he's got 6 months to do it, which is unheard of, let alone its animation, which takes much longer." And Schulz said, "I don't have anything." He goes, "Well, we need to come up with something." And Schulz said to him, he said, "Well, I'll tell you what. If you do it my way, then I'll do it. But I get full say on how to do it." And his agent said, "Of course." And then he went to CBS and said, "We got one. Only thing is, Charles says we have to do it his way." And they were looking at it. They didn't have anything in the hopper. So they said yes. Well, throughout that, they came up with some things. And they had these cartoons. And he did them in black and white first. And did that. And then he showed it for CBS. And the actual guy that he showed it to was Ronald Reagan's brother, Neil Reagan. And he said, "It's not going to fly. It won't work." It had jazz in it. That was the musical score. Instead of actors, it had young kids that were using for voices. And finally, it had a scripture verse at the end. And scripture had never been in TV, ever. And they said, he said, "It's not going to fly. However, fix it a little bit. I'm not going to tell CBS. I'm just going to say, hey, we got something working. It's going to work out fine." So they went away. Well, I'm sure that most of you guys have seen, if not Charlie Brown Christmas. And you know that through most part, everyone's wanting toys. They want this, I want that. You know, Charlie Brown, go find your Christmas tree. And then he brings back this ugly Christmas tree and everyone gets on him. And it's just chaos at the beginning. Well, Schulz didn't like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because it was just about toys and it was about getting toys and didn't have the Christmas spirit in it. But an interesting thing is, if you didn't know this, but Charlie Brown is actually Charles Schulz. So Charlie Brown, that's the way Schulz was when he grew up. He was bullied, he was pushed around, he wasn't the fun kid to be around, he was sick a lot of the time so he didn't go outside and play, he was stuck indoors, and that's when he started to animate, when he was a kid. And the kids used to laugh at his drawings, and of course, he who laughed first, last laughed, right? Last laugh. So, but Schulz's favorite character is Linus. And Charlie Brown, as we're going to see here on the screen up here, Charlie Brown becomes very frustrated and he screams out, "Does anybody know what Christmas is about?" So Rod, will you play that?
"I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?"
"Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, child.
So, wow, so never before has scripture been spoken on TV, let alone in a cartoon, let alone by a child and not by an actor. So needless to say, the TV executives at CBS were pretty nervous, right? They had this thing, jazz. Who knew? Who liked jazz? Kids are going to like jazz? And yet, when they came into the office on Monday, they were so nervous because they had to look at what are these numbers going to be from the weekend. And it came in that over 50% of the TVs in the United States were turned in to Charlie Brown Christmas. And emails, and or not emails, they didn't have emails back then. I wonder how long I could have gone and got you guys at that. And cards were coming in, and letters were coming in, phone calls were coming in, the switchboard was blown up. Finally, somebody said something about the meaning of Christmas. And it's been played ever since. It was a huge success. But let's go back to that clip one more time, and I heard it when it was playing. But I want you to pay attention to Linus on this time.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
True, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior.
So who could tell me, what did Linus do? Linus dropped his blanket. So Linus dropped his blanket at the time when he said, Fear not. Fear not. So Linus was Charles Schulz's favorite character. And Charles Schulz, not only was he Charlie Brown incarnate, he was also kind of Linus in the sense of all his insecurities were built up into Linus. And when Charles Schulz, early on, he was a believer, and then his mother got really ill, and the pastor said he'd come visit her, and the pastor didn't come visit her. And so he left the faith. But then again, he found it later on in life, and his insecurities were gone. Peanuts flourished. His life became a godly life. But at here, this time, when Linus says, Fear not, he drops his blanket. Why? Because he doesn't need the security of his blanket anymore. And that's what the true meaning of Christmas is. That's what love, true love is. That God so loved Linus. God so loved you. God so loved me. That he sent his one and only begotten Son to save us from our sins. So this Christmas season and throughout 2024, remember that God sent Jesus not only to save you, but to be your security when you're not feeling safe. And folks, 2024s, you're going to feel that a lot. You know what? Crawl back into Scripture. Rely on Scripture. Fall back on it. Carry the word with you. That's your sword. That's what's going to get us through to the end here. So 2024, fear not. Let me pray. Father, I just want to thank you. Father, thank you for Charles Schultz. Thank you for how you uniquely gifted him, Lord. Thank you for impressing on his heart the true meaning of Christmas. And thank you that he had the courage to boldly put it in Charlie Brown Christmas. And by doing that, you've blessed many, many people with the true meaning of Christmas through that cartoon. But Father, as we go into 2024 and we leave 2023 behind, help us not to fear not, because the love that you impose upon us, that you have for us, will take all that fear away. And Lord, help us just to rely on you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.